Hi, you're listening to Devotions and Wordspirations with LaShonda. Welcome to the podcast.
Romans 10:11. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. The other day, God had highlighted the word risk to me. So I said, okay, let me look that up and see what that means. Risk in the dictionary is a verb. In this case of the sentence, it says to act or fail to act in such a way as to bring about the possibility of. And it could be an unpleasant event or an unwelcome event, or it could be something different. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt challenged by God, but it seemed like the thing that he was asking of you seemed kind of risky? Maybe God gave you something to share with a friend, but you weren't really sure how your friend would receive it. Or God asked you to do something super specific and it just seemed totally out of the box. And you were like, ah. Well, this reminds me of the story of Abraham. God told him it was time to leave and to go to a land and a city that he will show him. Now, Abraham had a choice to either move immediately in obedience or stay and sit in doubt and disobedience. His choice was to move and walk with God, which brought about great reward. I feel like God wants to remind us today that in this Christian walk, it's about risk and about faith. Not in a bad way, like sometimes we see when we hear the word risk with gambling or things like that, but risk in a way of our pride or our comfort zone and learning to trust that God is speaking to us and that we should follow his voice. Truly, it's a risky move to trust in someone that you can't see, but it's so beautiful to know that you can feel him. You can feel his impressions and his unctions, and you can just know that you won't be put to shame if you're trusting in God fully with no backup plan. Not stepping in just a little bit, but fully diving into the deep. I've heard this saying before, and I think it applies completely to this situation. Little risk equals little reward. Big risk equals big reward. We can never go wrong with putting our full and total trust in God, because we've seen it countless times in his word that he's come through for people that have listened and obeyed him. So friend, today I encourage you to listen for the voice of God and obey. Tell yourself today that you will risk it all for the voice of God. So again, Romans 10:11, for the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. Blessings, friend.
Hey, friend. I hope this message served as an encouragement for you and your daily walk as a believer. I want to thank you for joining me on this podcast today. And just remember, I'm praying for you.